Hello, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minute Match Day, your last minute final word podcast out every Penrith Panthers game day and presented by the Western Weekender. I'm Troy Dodds. Nathan Taylor is with me. Happy match day, Nathan.
Happy match day, Troy.
Whether you are on your way to the game, preparing to watch it on TV, or you've just woken up and you're excited about the match, we are here to get you in the footy mood. A big thanks to our match day sponsor this week, Drink West. Watch Panthers games live and loud at Drink West Brewery. All right, let's get straight to the rundown. It is the Panthers and the Tigers at Penrith's second home, Carrington Park in Bathurst. 3 o'clock this afternoon, a Saturday afternoon fixture. Nathan, this one, I'm not going to say it's desperation stakes for both teams, but I reckon both are pretty desperate for the 2 points because last start, both weren't so great.
Yeah, exactly right. And especially for Penrith, who haven't played in a couple of weeks too, I think a win is vital. Not in terms of the season, but just to get back on track, to get everyone's confidence levels up again. I know the fans of the last couple of weeks have been a bit up and down with how things ended over in Manly. So a win and a big win will certainly boost everyone's spirits, I think.
Absolutely. And I mean, the Tigers, they were pretty ordinary last week. Benji Marshall actually called it their worst performance of the year, even though it was only a 12-point loss. But yeah, they were pretty ordinary, the Tigers. And I think they'll want to win because They need to prove that it's not just the same old Tigers under Benji Marshall.
Yeah, for sure. And they've had an up-and-down season. We saw some really good wins there sort of early on. And the last few weeks, they've sort of tapered off a bit. Of course, it's a tough season and, you know, anything can happen. But yeah, the Tigers, they're all different to last year. They're certainly, the team looks pretty decent on paper. It's just a matter of, you know, all putting that together on the field. So, but they always rise against the challenge against Penrith. As we've seen in recent years, games have gone down to the wire, Golden Point matches and what happened in Bathurst last year. So I give them a chance for sure.
I will say that I think that the recent history of Panthers Tigers is a little bit skewed because of circumstance. We had the torrential downpour in Bathurst last year. If that doesn't happen, Penrith probably win. Origin affected games where the Tigers have won. So, but in saying that, the Tigers would have to go there feeling that they're a pretty good chance of walking away with a win.
I don't think they fear Penrith at all, really. Some teams might, but I don't think the Tigers are one of those teams. And with Benji Marshall there, giving them plenty of confidence this week that they can get the job done, especially after against what they did against the Dragons, then you'd have to give them some sort of hope, I reckon, especially in a semi-neutral ground. I mean, I know Penrith plays there once a year, but it's not Bluebet Stadium, so you know they wouldn't feel too much of a home ground advantage, I guess.
Let's talk about the mixed relationship with Bathurst because it hasn't necessarily been a fortress for Penrith. If we go back over the years, do you know when we first played, by the way, in Bathurst? First ever time, Nathan?
Oh, I feel like it was pre this sort of era, so I'm going to say in the 90s.
Well, it was actually in the 80s.
Wow.
We played a Panasonic Cup match.
Panasonic Cup?
At Carrington Park.
Panasonic,
no, I don't think so. And I beat Parramatta that day, 18-10.
So that was just like a pre-season match? Is that looking at
a different tournament from outside of the season. And we were there for that one. But of course, this whole thing has started in 2014.
Yep.
There was a win to Cronulla to start things off. But 2015, hammered by the Gold Coast. I remember that afternoon, 40-14. There's been some great results. There's been a couple of thrillers against Canberra, the last minute win, and also a field goal, I think, in Golden Point. But some big losses. I think the Cowboys and Melbourne have both beaten us there. The Tigers last year, as we know. So it hasn't necessarily been the fortress. I think this is a big chance for Panthers to make a statement in Bathurst.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the last time they played a day game there was against the Seagulls, and that Penrith won fairly well maybe the day games are a little bit better for Penrith over there, because it seems like the night matches they seem to struggle. Who knows, it can get very cold and wet and slippery in Bathurst, so a day game could be good for everyone.
Unfortunately, no Nathan Cleary. How much of an impact is that going to have, particularly given that despite a pretty good first up showing from Brad Schneider, he probably wasn't there against Manly the next time.
He was certainly outclassed by, obviously, Daly Cherry-Evans in his milestone game. Look, he's coming up against Aiden Caesar, who's very experienced as well, like Cherry-Evans was. So, look, I don't know. I think Penrith have just got to scrape by as best as they can until Nathan comes back. Hopefully it's next week, but they desperately need him. He's the one that gets things back on track. He's your leader. He's your playmaker. They've somehow just got to get through this game somehow, and hopefully Nate's back next week.
Now, the other big news during the week, which is worth mentioning, and is associated, I guess, with this game, is, of course, the James Fisher-Harris decision. Now, no one expected this. This came completely out of the blue, just dropped in the inbox on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
And by all reports, all of this is done over 48 to 72 hours, that James Fisher-Harris is leaving the Panthers and heading back to the Warriors. Let's talk about it in the context. I saw James Graham, I think it was on his podcast, saying in the last couple of days, if you had any doubts about Penrith's motivation to win the comp this year, they're done now because they've jumped on the last ride concept now.
Yeah.
You already had it with the stadium, but already had it with Jerome Luai. Now with James Fisher-Harris. The motivation, if there was a question mark over that, it's that question is done. We know what Penrith are playing for in 2024.
Yeah, and hopefully Fisher's news is a good thing for Penrith and their fans because, I mean, that was quite a massive shock. No one would expect it. Of all people, I mean, there's a certain few there that you'd be surprised a press release came out about, and he was one of them. Yeah, if this hopefully, and we'll see it on Saturday, you know, tonight, if the Panthers come out with that added motivation and want to take those guys out, as winners before they move on to their new clubs. We'll certainly see it this afternoon because, that was crazy. I think I messaged you when it happened and you didn't even believe it until you saw your inbox. It was just a news that we never expected. Fish going, never in a million years.
Now that the dust has settled on that, though, I think that we've all kind of realised, well, there's potentially some good in this as well. Like, it does really free up some significant cap space.
It does, yes.
And I wouldn't diss James Fisher-Harris at all. I think James Fisher-Harris is one of the premier props in the game. But I'd almost say Moses Leota has potentially gone past him as Penrith's best prop. So
yeah.
I think that Penrith will recover from it. It's just a big question. Do you think Penrith will go to market for a prop, or are we going to stay with the players coming through?
I think they've got to really have a really strong look and see what's out there or who they can sort of poach from another club. We can see players, if they're on contract till 2026, it doesn't matter. Players move around all the time in this competition. So I think they've got enough money there where they can sort of have a decent look and try and price someone out of their contract if that all goes to plan. I think they have to. $950 they're reporting Fisher-Harris was on. I mean, you really should try and tie down Taruva now. I know he's getting offers elsewhere, but you give that a decent little boost to get him over the line for a few more years, and then you've got a nice little war chest there to pick up a well-known, you know, prop coming through.
And credit to Penrith as well. They've basically just allowed this to happen. They haven't made it any more difficult than it needed to be. It hasn't soured the relationship at all. And I think when your prop has won three comps and become the New Zealand captain during the period, you probably deserve
that.
And
he's going home essentially. He's not going to the Bulldogs or the Roosters. I don't think they would have let him go to go there. But he's got a good circumstance there where he can go home. And they're the only club in New Zealand to play for, aren't they, Troy?
Warriors seemed very excited on Wednesday.
Of course they did.
Maybe a little bit too excited. all right, let's get back to this one. How do we think it's going to unfold? I actually think Penrith will get the job done reasonably comfortably. I think it's going to be one of those games where they never necessarily shoot away and win by 20 or 30 points. But I think, you know, a comfortable lead will be the order of the day for most of the game.
Yeah, you'd think that's how it should play out. Penrith should, it should take care of business here. I do expect the Tigers to put up a fight. They've got a good team running out in the park, so don't be surprised if they do score a couple of tries. But hopefully, in the end, Penrith do, the cream rises to the top, as they say, and they get the job done.
And Lachlan Galvin back for the Tigers. The Tigers fans will feel pretty confident about that because he obviously got suspended, I think it was for a hip drop. And that kind of ruined their momentum a little bit because he was kind of the next sort of big exciting thing for them. So, and they had a bit of luck at the judiciary. David Clemmer didn't get suspended.
Yeah.
They had three players charged, I think, out of that game against the Dragons, but only a fine. All right, inside word. You were at the the Ivan Cleary press conference earlier in the week. What Ivan did we get this week?
Ivan was okay. He was quite open, I guess. There was a few sort of questions about who was going to be available for the match, and he sort of confirmed everyone except for his son. And yeah, he was generally in a good mood. He knows the Tigers very well. He knows they can put up a good fight, and he wants the game in Bathurst to be celebrated. It's 10 years now that they've been going there, so he's hoping we can, you know, Penrith can put on a good performance, I guess, for those guys out there.
Where are you watching the game, Nathan?
I'll be watching it at this stage in my lounge room, Troy, in Penrith.
Okay, yeah, me too, because I'm heading to Magic Round, so I decided no Bathurst trip this year. I'm going to do Magic Round instead. So I think I've seen more losses than wins in Bathurst over my time going.
I remember
to Bathurst.
I got to a Melbourne game there.
I did see the win last year, though. the win 2 years ago against Newcastle, but. All right, well, it's going to be a big one. Panthers and the West Tigers. Battle of the Big Cats for the Roy Simmons Cup.
Yes,
of course.
Prestigious Cup.
So looking forward to that one. 3 o'clock this afternoon. It is exclusive on Fox and KO. And looking forward to it and see what comes of it, Nathan. Final prediction, Panthers by?
Penrith by 20.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go Penrith by 14. Scott McRae is going to ring the siren. We'll see you next week as we preview the game, of course. The Panthers-Cowboys next Saturday night. In Townsville. Make sure you hit subscribe, westernweekend.com.au. You can listen to the podcast too, but anywhere you listen to podcasts, hit the subscribe button. Leave us a review if you want to.
Yeah.
I think we're the only Penrith Panthers podcast. So
definitely weekly podcast, yeah.
Well, I don't listen to any others, so I'm declaring that it's that's the only one. Enjoy your footy. We'll see you next week.